WZTI Greenfield.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israel's cabinet is expected to sign off on the first phase of the Gaza peace plan, which negotiators for all sides have agreed to. It calls for all hostages to be released. CBS's Haley Ott in Tel Aviv.
In Gaza, where local health officials say over 67,000 people have been killed in this war, and the humanitarian crisis has reached a real breaking point, our colleagues report scenes of relief and celebration, that even though there's still a ways to go in terms of the next phase of the White House proposal, there's hope that this horrible chapter that's taken place over the last 2 years may be coming to a close.
Today, a federal court is expected to weigh in on the deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois. CBS's Ian Lee is at an ICE facility outside Chicago.
There's a handful of protesters. There's a heavy police presence. There's a fence back there. Behind that fence, we have been able to see some of these National Guard troops.
Lawmakers are openly showing frustration with no end in sight to the government shutdown. House Speaker Mike Johnson lashes out at the Senate's top Democrat.
Chuck Schumer did an interview last night and bragged, this is what he said, quote, he had the audacity to say, quote, every day of this shutdown gets better for us, his party.
The Democratic frontrunner in California's race for governor is under fire. Newly released videos have critics questioning her temperament.
The latest video obtained by Politico is of then Congresswoman Katie Porter taping a message for the Biden administration when one of her staffers appears in the background.
Shot.
In another video, Porter takes exception to CBS Sacramento reporter Julie Watts' follow-up questions about how she plans to win over Trump voters in California.
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
At least one other Democratic candidate in the governor's race is calling on Porter to drop out. Another released a 3-minute television ad made up mostly of Porter's testy exchange with the reporter. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Overseas, correspondent Vicky Barker reports on a development in the story of a French woman victimized by her husband in a stunning rape case.
The only man to challenge his conviction for raping an unconscious Gisèle Pelicot has lost his appeal and seen his initial 9-year sentence increased to 10. Another 50 men are already serving prison terms, including Pelicot's ex-husband, the man who drugged and trafficked her without her knowledge for years.
Turning Point USA, the group founded by the late Charlie Kirk, says it will offer a website alternative to the Bad Bunny halftime show at the Super Bowl. Checking Wall Street's. Right now the Dow is down 124 points. NASDAQ is down 43. S&P is down 15. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A final time in the friendly confines. Tonight will be the last time in 2025 the Brewers and Cubs will play in Chicago. You may want to get a nap in. First pitch isn't until 8:08. The Cubs eked out a 4-3 win in Game 3, but the Brewers still lead the series 2-1. If the Cubs do win, a deciding Game 5 is scheduled for Saturday afternoon back in Milwaukee. WRJN will switch over to pregame at 7:30. Quarry Lake Park is back open in Racine County, but only if you're there to fish. Officials reopened the park this week after months of construction to make it safer, more accessible, and more eco-friendly. Swimming and beach use will stay off limits until next year when lake levels are expected to return to normal. The park was shut down earlier this year after low water exposed a hidden steep drop-off near the shore. A week later, and Ascension, Wisconsin remains out of network for United Healthcare. A contract expired, leaving thousands to decide between switching providers or paying more. The companies say they're still negotiating but have yet to reach a deal. Racine County will review its $252 million budget over 3 days next week, with a public hearing set for October 23rd. Leaders say a new sales tax will curb property tax increases while funding needs like behavioral health, parks, and facilities. Microsoft canceled plans for a Caledonia data center after local opposition, but they say they still hope to build somewhere else in Racine County. The company says they'll work with officials to find a suitable site. Microsoft projects in Mount Pleasant and Kenosha are continuing. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Cubs beat the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up three runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to, and, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's at his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of five series, 2-1. Game four is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south-to-southeast breeze will be light and highs in the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. Right now, it's 58.
WRJN, big song from Simon & Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water album. Cecilia, WRJN.
I'm
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus here reminding you that coming up next Thursday in Burlington this time is the next Racine County Eye Aging Well Expo. It is set to happen at the Burlington Celebration Center, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So this is expressly for seniors so that you can find out what services are available to you to keep you active and healthy and happy. Okay? So check it out. Again, Celebration Center in Burlington, Thursday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., a week from today. And if you need the details, go online at racinecountyeye.com.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamped designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
I learned my lesson and left a scar.
up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Quarry Lake Park is back open in Racine County, but only if you're there to fish. Officials reopened the park this week after months of construction to make it safer, more accessible, and more eco-friendly. Swimming and beach use will stay off limits until next year when lake levels are expected to return to normal. The park was shut down earlier this year after low water exposed a hidden steep drop-off near the shore. Enhancements include new paths, green infrastructure, and a safer shoreline design. For now, visitors can cast a line but should avoid the newly seeded grass. A 66-year-old Caledonia man could spend more than a decade behind bars after being charged with his eighth OWI. Ryan Reed was arrested by Racine County Sheriff's deputies after allegedly driving drunk early Sunday morning and not having an ignition interlock device as required by law. An employee at the Pilot gas station near the interstate called police to report a possibly impaired driver. The latest arrest brings serious penalties. For an eighth offense, state law calls for up to 12 and a half years in prison. The Racine County Veterans Service Office is looking for some help. They need folks to help honor a U.S. Army veteran who has no known family. A military funeral with full honors will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Union Grove. Everyone's invited to attend. No RSVP is needed. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. Organizers say it's a simple way to show respect for someone who served our country and to ensure no veteran is forgotten. A final time in the friendly confines. Tonight will be the last time in 2025 the Brewers and Cubs will play in Chicago. You may want to get a nap in. First pitch isn't until 8:08. The Cubs eked out a 4-3 win in Game 3, but the Brewers still lead the series 2-1. If the Cubs do win, a deciding Game 5 is scheduled for Saturday afternoon back in Milwaukee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. A south to southeast breeze will be light and highs in the lower 60s. Clouds thicken up tonight. We'll see some showers late tonight as lows drop back into the upper 40s. That rain chance continues Friday. It's 60 at our studios.
Nothing new. take me away from my God. Tell me more, there's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Me proud, Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. 'Cause people like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? They turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind closed doors, when she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man, oh, smile, Lord, don't you make me smile. She's never far away or too tired to say, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady. When they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind closed doors, then she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN, where you can hear tonight's Brewer game starting at 8.
get me gliding through this world of beauty. Everything I do brings ecstasy.
Hits WRJN. What do you have to have in your chili to make it authentic chili for you? That's the question of the week on You're the Judge on our website. All your answers are anonymous, so please let us know by going to WRJN.com. Well, You're the Judge on our website is sponsored by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644.
Family needing a getaway? Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells has everything you want right on the Wisconsin River. Splash into new surrealistic water park fun with rainbow rapids. Try new dual zipline racing at Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. New thrills like the towering 200-foot bungee ejection ride, plus $20 million in lodging renovations, 18 holes of challenging golf, all on site. Check it all out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Are you your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here she comes, wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a finger, now and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. No, help her say. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume, Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump jinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue-red song. She's a devil with a blue-red song. Hey, I say now. Devil with a blue-red
Got the jump up now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget next hour is a rocker. It's a good one. Stick around. 145-ish on WRJN.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. Place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Here, hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
So
Francisco, Jefferson Airplane. From the Right Coast, New York City, Mamas and Papas, WRJN.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump hails the approval of phase one of his Gaza peace plan.
We reached a momentous breakthrough in the Middle East, something that people said was never going to be done.
President Trump says we ended the war in Gaza and even bigger, created
everlasting peace. Peace in the Middle East.
The deal calls for Hamas to release all remaining hostages, which the president says will happen.
They should be released on Monday or Tuesday.
And he expressed gratitude to the countries which helped achieve this.
To the leaders of Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey for helping us reach this incredible day.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Trump indicated he'll try to go to Egypt next week for the signing of the deal. Israel's cabinet is expected to okay it today. The UN's aid chief says 170,000 metric tons of assistance is ready to go in Gaza. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
When the hostages are released, which is expected early next week, I think we will see a huge surge in a humanitarian aid. That's part of the deal. Hundreds of trucks coming across the border. There's already plans to do that. The UN will be heavily involved in that.
Here at home, a federal court is considering the deployment of the National Guard in Illinois. CBS's Ian Lee is at an ICE facility outside Chicago.
President Trump has said he may consider sidestepping local officials and to activate troops by invoking the Insurrection Act. It is a 19th century law that allows the president to activate troops to combat acts of rebellion.
Day 9 of the government shutdown, and for furloughed workers living paycheck to paycheck, it's a time of tension and uncertainty. Lee Sinclair is with a food bank in Charlottesville, Virginia, where business could pick up.
There are about 7,000 jobs that are tied to or influenced by these federal shutdowns. For those people, they're living in a state of uncertainty right now and trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Russia's leader says his forces brought down an Azerbaijani jetliner last year by mistake.
In his first ever such public admission, Vladimir Putin has said Russia's air defense forces were to blame for last December's disaster, which left 38 people dead. The real target.